So, unless someone else submits an intro for my podcast, my quest for an intro is over. I found this really, it's a techno dance kind of, but it's really creepy. It's really me. So I found it, and it's about 2.5 minutes long. I'm gonna stop talking before the segments, but just one last time to tell you I found the song. It's called Winter by Disco Nap. So I hope you enjoy it, and it's a little on the long side, so you can fast forward if you want to.
Mascots are really pedophiles, placed by the government to scare your children into voting. See you next week if I'm alive.
And now I present to you a new segment, which is a peek inside my head. I can't promise anything funny will come out. I may talk politics, I may talk about my life, and I may talk about that strange thing growing out of the wall. Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's green, it's moving. It could just be an insect, but it's been there for a while. But anyway, anything that's in my head, I'll talk to you about. It'll probably be mostly about politics or my life. And if you don't live in the U.S., you might not care if you're not a kid. You might not care if you're not me. You probably will not care. So, You can fast forward your iPod, I guess. Okay? The warning bells in the beginning will let you know, so you can quickly throw your iPod or listening device of choice into the fire or trash can, whichever is at your closest convenience. So, now I guess I'll begin. So, in my history class, we're learning about the French Revolution. You know, Louis the 16th and Marie Antoinette, followed by Napoleon, all that stuff. Well, we came upon the guillotine, right? And my teacher likes to get us in these fiery political debates. And we've got some people who are very liberal, and some people who are very conservative, and some people who are just sort of in the middle. Some people who have more democratic views. Some people who have more green views, you know, all that sort of stuff. So, what was I talking about? The death penalty. We came upon that when we were talking about the guillotine. And it really got me thinking. Why is this system in place? Doesn't it seem a little old? Aren't we a little more civilized than to put people for death who might even be innocent? I mean, haven't we gone past this? So we claim every life is precious. No abortion, every life is precious.
Blow up the abortion clinics and kill people!
Well then, why are you gonna kill people? I mean, even if they've done horrible things, I mean, it just, why? I mean, I'm a strong believer in you don't kill people. And two wrongs don't make a right. An eye for an eye is not correct. So, I mean, what's up? If the government's so concerned about, oh my gosh, two guys are trying to get married, sound the alarms, then shouldn't they be a little more concerned about, you know, death penalty? Or, I know, the environment. But that's a whole nother topic. That movie, An Inconvenient Truth, it gives me nightmares. I can't watch it anymore. Well, I watched it once. I had nightmares. And then I watch Hannibal. I get no nightmares. I mean, what's up? All right, go. Calm it down now. That's my segment. Send me feedback if you like it. Tell me if you don't like it. I'm going to eat my opinions to myself. And you can also email me. I want to hear your opinions. Email me at sydneyfrommarblecast@yahoo.com. And my political views are not under scrutiny here. It's whether or not you like the segment. And if you want to have a political debate, here I am. I'm all ready. Come and get me. But I am not going to stand down. Oh, wow. I'm supposed to end this now. Okay, bye. Editor's note. I just listened over it, and gosh, do I sound like a teen who doesn't know what she's talking about, but I do. I do know what I'm talking about. So, quiet you! Gah! Flim flam ba jibble bub.
What a whiner! If I was her, or the government, I'd lock up everybody and just execute them all! Anyway, the music selection for today is the following. Snowflakes by Demerit 7. Find it at podsaveaudio.com. This band is a punk band, and some of their songs are good, but some of their other songs are, like, very generic. But I like this song, and I hope you like it too. Enjoy!
We'll be right back.
So that's the end of my show. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I enjoyed making it. I want to say a happy Ash Wednesday to anyone listening. Although I don't know why it's happy. You get ash smeared on your forehead and you have to give up something. I saw a bunch of people and they had, like, I thought they were bruises on, like, the same spot in their forehead, and I asked them if they did a headbutt, and that's when they told me that they had Ash Wednesday and they put ash on their forehead. And then I asked if they, if it came off, and I think they misunderstood me to think, does it ever come off? And I meant, could they take it off, or did they have to leave it on? But I don't really care, so, I heard Mardi Gras was pretty crazy. But I was here sleeping, which is my Mardi Gras tradition. Email me at sydneyfrommarblecast.yahoo.com. You can find this podcast through Jellycast and iTunes and podcastpickle.com. Sorry. Let me think for just a second. What else do I need to tell you? SydneyFromMarblecast.yahoo.com. Marblecast.blogspot.com for show notes. Leave me a comment on iTunes. Add me as a favorite at Podcast Pickle. Email me with feedback. Email with me with feedback. I'm hoping to put up a voicemail eventually. And I think that's about it. I will see you next week if I'm still alive. And I hope whoa, that sounds morbid. Okay, I'm still gonna be alive. And hopefully you will be too. If you haven't died from listening to this. Okay? Bye.
Bye.
Bye.